Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next, well, 2-3 hours, really. We have Siri in. It's my pleasure to welcome Naomi. Now, you're with Siri. You're the Business Development Officer, I believe.
Correct, yes.
Sounds good to me. Naomi, we've just started back. Term school started back. They had Monday off. They were back yesterday. So have you got any new programs coming up this month, or what can we look forward to this for this term?
Yeah, so obviously there's a few aspects to Siri. Our community school's back, of course, and we've just had our holiday programs for the early learning crew. But from the training and hubs point of view, that's, you know, term two has started for the hubs. So they've got a new program actually starting on a Monday night called No Lights, No Lycra, where the lights go down and the tunes come on and people can just dance with no inhibitions, just, you know.
So it's all in the dark, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You know, light enough you don't crash into people, but, yeah, in the dark. So it's, you know, just people that just want to get out and have a bit of fun.
So it doesn't matter if you're a fairly poor dancer then, does it?
Absolutely. You can step on your own toes all you want. No one's going to see.
So is it a dance where you need partners, or
No, you can come with anyone. You can come by yourself, get a group of friends. So that's going to be every Monday at Churnside Park from 7
time?
Till 8. And just $10 as a casual class, so you can't really get much, you know.
For $10?
Not an exercise class. Yeah, exactly, yeah. And a bit of fun. So that's one thing that they've got starting for term two.
Yep.
The hubs also have their community lunches, which are resuming. They're every month, but Yarra Junction's on Thursday the 5th of May and then Churnside Park's the next day. So that's always a lovely chance to get together.
Yep. And what's the qualifications to go to that?
Be part of the community.
Just turn up.
Yep. So you can register with the hubs themselves, but it's up to you. We wouldn't turn people away, you know, but obviously.
Obviously it would be better to, pardon me, register so that you can make sure you get a meal.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if people can let us know they're coming, that would be great. But if not, we understand that too. So this year, the Hubs team have actually taken a spin on it and going around the world with their dishes. So I haven't been privy to what next week is, so I should have asked, because it's always a good meal they put on.
So it's just different meals each week, different places.
Yep, so, you know, nothing too gourmet, but it's, always a nice chance to get together with other people as well.
Well, I suppose, and I know you and I have talked about this, and I've talked about it with numerous guests, one of the things that, particularly during COVID, and even before, social isolation is a real problem, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you can get them out, either to a dance where they can make fools of themselves, or to a lunch, and particularly the lunch, because you can talk to the person next to you and the person opposite you, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We've actually, up at Yarra Junction, we've got a Crafters High Tea coming up on Tuesday the 10th of May as well, so the week after.
And what's that in time?
The Yarra Junction Hub has a crafters group anyway. Churnside Park does as well. So for people who may have a craft project that they're working on or not, and just want to go somewhere for a bit of a chat, cuppa.
So at that, do they actually do any craft, or is it just to get together?
Some are just there for the chats, I'm sure of it. But no, you know, we've had people teach each other to knit and crochet, which has been really lovely. Yeah, they, you know, other people come in with their sketchbook and just draw and, you know, doodle while they chat, and it's more about just having something to do, you know, a way to get out of the house,
because,
and
again,
connect with people.
Socialisation.
Absolutely,
again.
Yep. And, you know, terrific. With the high tea, that's going to be a lovely chance to do something a little different and get a bit fancy.
And that's coming up what?
That was the Tuesday 10th of May.
So it's Tuesday week. Oh, it's, 2 weeks yesterday.
Yeah, oh, I'm losing track of everything.
No, 2 weeks yesterday.
You can't ask me that on this week.
That's what it is.
Yeah, thanks. But, yeah, Nicole at Yarra Junction Hub will have all those details.
And what time's that on?
I do not know. That's a really great question, Alan. If we could call Nicole from the Yarra Junction Community Hub, I'm sure she would tell us.
We might give her a ring in the break.
Yep.
That's terrific. And so what else is coming up too, please?
So, yeah, so that's the sort of the hub side of things. On our training side, the more sort of official, without being, I don't know,
But yeah, the training, the actual accredited training side, we actually have the white card course coming up.
What's that?
On the 7th of May. The white card's what you need to access construction industry.
Yep.
So that's really useful if there's young people looking to, you know, leave school or people looking to change careers, re-enter the workforce, that sort of stuff. It's a really good basic qualification that would open a lot of doors in that sort of construction industry.
Terrific. So, do you know how long that course goes for?
That's just one day. So
is it?
You come in, on Wednesday the 7th at Lilydale, and 9 till 4, and you...
Wednesday the 7th of when?
May? What did I say? When?
No, because I think the 7th would be Wednesday, because I thought next...
It's not the Wednesday. So it will be Saturday the 7th.
Saturday the 7th, right.
Sorry, everyone.
No, that's all right. I just don't want to give them false information.
Especially sorry to the team that are listening, cringing, saying, come on. That would make more sense that it's
that day. And it's an all day, and at the end of that you get your white card.
So you're job ready to start in the industry. So yeah, it's a really great way. You know, we have those work skills courses, so white card's part of that. First aid, RSA, food handling, they're all those really short, sharp work skills that will get your job ready to walk into a job, you know, the next week.
Sounds good. Welcome back to Community Connections. I have Naomi with me from Surrey. Naomi, you've got a youth career expo coming up.
We do, yes, as part of our mission to get the word out about all the great training courses we do. We will be part of the Youth Career Expo on Wednesday next week, so the 4th of May, up at Lilydale at the Jarlow Road campus up there. So that's just a great opportunity for young people looking at...
What sort of jobs will it cover? All the training that you do?
Well, we'll be there representing our training and also our VET program, which is available for high school children, students to do that in year 11 and 12. But, yeah, so there'll be representatives from sort of all over the community, the local area, other training organisations and employment agencies, all that sort of stuff. There's also a panel with some guest speakers talking about interviewing and resume writing. So,
because that's a big thing now too, isn't it?
Well, it is.
Resume writing.
You need to have that right to get your foot in the door to get the interview. So, that's on the Wednesday afternoon, so from about 5:30 till about 8:30 up at Lilydale.
So aimed at what sort of age group of
I think
people?
Around probably the maybe 16 to 25 kind of cohort. It's just a great opportunity to see a lot of the local opportunities around as well.
Yep, that's a great idea too. And speaking of that, I believe there's some vacancies floating around
there
too.
There are, yes. We know that there's, especially in series groups, we've got our early learning, so childcare, and the community schools. So education and childcare are just industries that cannot get enough great staff at the moment,
And the other one too, and I know you don't employ these people, but another course that you do run is for aged care, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And I don't think they've overrun with people, are they?
They're not, definitely not. We've actually got quite a few local aged care centres that contact us asking for, you know, trained students. We get a lot of great feedback from centres that we use for replacement students because it's very hands-on with our course. It's up at Yarra Junction.
How long, what sort of length is the course, do you know offhand?
We generally say 9 to 12 months.
Yep.
So that would get you, you know, with our mid-year intake for semester two in July, you'd be ready for mid-next year employment. But there are some placement opportunities or, you know, placement hours to be done through that.
Yep.
And we've just had at least one of our students commence placement and now has a job and she's still studying.
Well, you would think almost if you went into a placement in a position, you know, with an organisation, if you were any good, they'd want to grab you, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, that's what happened to this student. So while she's still got 6 months left of her course, she'll be working one day in paid employment which is, you know, it's in terrific. The sector that she's looking to get into anyway. So,
and I know I've probably changed direction on you there, because we were talking about early development.
Other Siri roles, yes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay.
I just thought of the aged care. I got you off the track.
No, so it's sort of similar, I suppose. It does tie into, as part of our training, we also train in that earlier childcare certificate 3.
Yep.
And we also do the teacher's aid, so a school-based education support is a cert 4. So we do know that those are in demand from our students' point of view, but we also have the experience and the insight because we have those teams within the series.
So almost if you did one of those courses, and again, you can't guarantee because it depends on how good the person is in the course, but they could almost get a job with Siri at the end, couldn't they?
We've actually got a student at the moment who the trainer was just raving about because he's just a really great student all around. Yep. But he recently graduated from the Siri Community School, then moved into our accredited training, and so he's studying to be a teacher's aide, school support.
Oh, right.
And then he's reflecting on maybe ending up working back at the schools, with Siri, because he's had such a good experience.
That's terrific, isn't it? And I guess Siri would be happy with that because they've obviously got positions available too.
Yeah, absolutely. So
you can't do better than have someone that you've trained.
Yeah. Well, it speaks a lot to the organisation, I think. People do tend to stay with us. You know, they might come and study and then do a placement and then want to work with us. We have, staff who their children go to the occasional care or the daycare while they work in another team with Siri.
Because I think one of the things that people are, it's a lot better now, but for a while people were doing some of these courses, weren't they? Not with your organisation, but with other things. And at the end there was no job.
Yeah.
And they were charged a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
And never had a chance. So
no.
I guess to train with an organisation like yours, and you can't guarantee because it depends on how good the person is, where there's vacancies, but, I mean, it does speak well that there's a good chance, particularly in those sorts of areas, to getting a job as soon as you're finished.
And because we are local and, we have a lot of our network connections, we can we also support people in finding the right fit for them from a placement point of view, because if you can get the placement right, generally employment will come from after that. And we always do everything we can to support our students, and that's just part of it too. So.
And I know I've discussed this probably with you, but I know I've discussed it with others too, particularly if it's a lady, and I don't want to be sexist about the whole thing, who's trying to get back into the workforce. A lot of those never had CVs. Mm. A lot of them haven't been for an interview for many, many times. So I know with your
first impressions,
not only can you help them with the CV and you can help them practice at interviewing, but you're also able to make sure that they're able to go dressed properly too.
Yep, so that's our clothing exchange program, which is a really great local initiative, I suppose. Yep. So, it's secondhand clothing predominantly, and donations are always welcome. We've got the main store in Moorabark Terrace and a pop-up in Yarra Junction now. So Yarra Junction's open alongside the community hub Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Moorabark has reduced hours of Wednesday to Friday, I believe. But they can also work alongside students to give placement for our community services qualification as well.
Because clothes shouldn't make the difference.
No.
But they do.
And Renee, our coordinator there, is very fussy over what she'll accept too.
Yep.
It's not an average op shop, I suppose. It's, quite good quality.
Well, and that's what you want if you're putting people into that position, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we'll always work with people in that way. The other program that we've got for people returning to work is called Reconnect. So anyone who hasn't worked or studied in 6 months can definitely get in touch about that, and that will give them a support person to help
navigate. So it's Reconnect. So what does Reconnect do? So I rock in today and I say I haven't had a job for a while.
Yep.
So what does Reconnect do?
So Reconnect they work with the person to sort of a lot of goal setting discussion over what they would be interested in doing and pursuing. It's Siri is a provider of the program, but it's not a biased or linked program, so you don't have to train with Siri to do Reconnect. We will find you, or the Reconnect team would find the best fit for each person. It may be seeking financial counselling. It may be seeking that resume support. It may be sort of looking at, I know we've got some young people working towards getting their licence. So it's really as broad and as individual as each person, but there is also some funding assistance that can be tied into it. So
you basically look at the person and say, what does this person need to get a job?
Yeah, or to feel re-engaged in education or employment or, you know, just they can – it's just really what each person needs. And so, yeah, it can be support for over up to 18 months of just working with that person and getting them back on track.
You were talking, Naomi, about not specifically job vacancies, but how some of these things can lead into job vacancies. But I believe you actually have some hard and fast vacancies that you do have right now.
We do. So part of our early learning team, so we've got childcare centres at Yarra Junction, Mount Evelyn and Chirnside Park. So we're looking for the room leaders in those sort of locations and some assistant educators as well. So
do they have to have trained with Siri first? Or
definitely
so if
not.
You've got people listening today who've worked in these areas, you'd still be happy to talk to them too.
Yes, we'd love to. And we've also got part of the training, I suppose, which I keep going back to, but we do offer that Certificate 3 in early childhood care, education and care, but we can also do a diploma. So we've actually worked with a few people. We've got some Siri staff and staff from other centres. So they're actually working on the job and gaining their diploma at the same time. So that's a good...
good way.
Yeah, and, you know, that's not limited to having to being a Siri employee, but I suppose it does highlight the way that our teams can all work together.
And they can come into it, yeah.
Yeah, to make great outcomes for everyone.
So what sort of jobs did you say you had?
Yeah, so room leader,
yep.
Assistant educator.
What's that? What's an assistant educator?
So they're the ones that work under the team leader as such. So
more like an aide? Is that the idea?
Well, it's still childcare, so it's still that, yeah, but they're not the leader of the room. So it's usually the Certificate 3 would be the assistant and then a diploma would be a room leader.
Yeah.
So it's just sort of the responsibility level and that kind of thing, the difference. We also have the occasional care and long day care centres. So, again, you know, same sort of thing.
You're looking for people in those as well?
Yep, and our after-school care, which is run at Badger Creek and Wurrialik. So that's sort of the out-of-school hours care, before and after-school care, which is also a good option.
So would some of these jobs suit part-time ladies? What I
Yeah.
Oh,
you're dancing around it again, yes.
Well, I'm not too sure how to put it.
No. So, look, it's a lot of people enjoy those roles because they are flexible hours. You know, out of school hours, care, I know, can suit younger people who want to do something else through the day. Maybe they're studying this themselves before and after school care works really well.
Yep.
We also have vacancies in our community schools. I'm starting all over because there's so much happening.
Let's go.
So, the community schools have roles for teachers, learning assistants, and bus drivers, actually. So, it's like a little bit different from the other two roles, but.
So, are the bus drivers part time, just morning and afternoon,
Generally, yes.
That'd be all right.
Yeah, it would. It's, you know, people love it because it gives them the middle of the day to do something else.
So, in those jobs, can they be retirees, or are you not looking for people that old?
We don't care. We're not.
As long as they
we're not going to turn someone away because of a number. No. No. I mean, Siri's very inclusive with everything we do. So,
well, I was just thinking that'd be an ideal fit. I suppose even a student, but it would be an ideal fit for a retiree who they have to get up.
Yep.
they go and do a couple of hours' work and they go home and then they come back in the afternoon.
Yeah, and a lot of our drivers, you know, I always hear from them about how much they love it because they get to know the kids on the run too, and they do build that connection with people. And again, it comes back again. We keep coming back to this connection with each other and that's a big part of what we value at Siri as well. And so, yeah, the bus drivers get that fun gig of, you know, taking people to and from school, and that's a big benefit of people studying with us as well, or, you know, the student, the community school students. We do have that service because, you know, we do acknowledge that, especially the school at Yarra Junction, that can be quite a geographically spread community. And getting to school can be a challenge for people. So we make sure
also at times dealing with people who've got other challenges, don't you? Yeah. So if you put one more thing in front of them, it's too hard.
And part of what we do is trying to, you know, we identify each of those blocks along the way and really work with each person to make sure we can eliminate them or at least reduce them to the point where it's, becomes an option.
You had an Easter market. How did that go? Because we talked about that before.
Yes. So the Chirnside Park Community Hub put on markets 3 times a year. So our most recent was the Easter market.
That went well?
So well. It followed on from our Christmas Twilight Market, which was a great success.
Yep.
And Easter was just even better. So over 100 stalls now.
Jeez, that's all right.
People just keep coming back. They'll book the next one already. Great community engagement. It was a beautiful day. Which
so when is
helps.
Your next one?
The next one, I'm so glad you asked. the next one is our winter market. So it's Sunday the 24th of July from 9 a.m. till 2. So bit of a different vibe to the Easter and the Christmas market because we do acknowledge it's winter and, you know, you want that nice warm food. So lots of food trucks.
Coffee.
Delicious. Yeah, absolutely. Coffee on hand.
Yep.
We always do our sausage sizzle because you can't go past that. Bacon egg roll in the morning to get you started. Always the stall holders are just recurring now because they're having such a good time with each event.
And I believe you've got a trivia night coming up too.
Yes. So the Hubs team is super busy putting on all these amazing events.
Yep.
Janelle with Mandy and Nicole and a team of other sort of casual and staff and placement students do an amazing job. Trivia night on Saturday the 4th of June at Lilydale. So details will be on our Facebook page and website, which we will touch on in a minute. But, tables are available, I think, 6 to 8 people for table.
Whereabouts is it?
I believe it's at Mount Lilydale in Lilydale.
And, even if you can't get 6 or 8, no doubt you'll put them on a table with someone else.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, part of it is everyone's good people coming along for a great night. So it has had a few false starts over the last couple of years.
What hasn't?
Yeah. So it will be amazing to finally get this trivia night going and seeing everyone in one place again. So it's going to be just a really fun night.
Terrific. Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. We're still talking to Naomi at Siri. Now, we promised everybody if they got their papers and pencils, you'd tell them how they're going to get hold of Siri, please.
Yeah, so I know we've covered a lot today, but our website's always available with lots of information on it. So that is www.siri.org.au. And remember that Siri is C-I-R-E.
Are there any dots between the I and the R and E, or just C-I-R-E?
No, just C-I-R-E.
Yep.
So it's actually a word, not an acronym, which confuses some people too. But
so it's Siri?
Siri.org.au for our website.
Yep.
You can also give us a call on 1-300-835-235.
And that's man pretty well.
That's 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
Yep.
If you do want to contact us out of hours, there's links on our website, or you can email us directly, which would just be info, so info at siri.org.au. And again, Siri is C-I-R-E.
Righto. So the phone number again, please?
Yeah, 1-300-835-235.
Now, we've still got a couple of minutes left to go. The trivia night's going to be bigger than Ben Hur.
Yeah, it sure is. So we've got memorabilia Mike from Memorabilia Magic, I think it's the company name, but he'll have some great sport frames and that kind of thing to auction off.
And that's on the 4th of June?
4th of June, yes, Saturday 4th of June in Lilydale. It's an evening, so from sort of 7-ish, depending on how long people want to kick on, I suppose. bit of music, bit of dancing, you know.
Won't turn the lights down, though, for the dancing.
No, we'll keep the lights on for this one. And the host, Chris, is always a great night. So I know that the Hubs team have been getting lots of really great support from local businesses with trivia prizes, raffle prizes, you know, those silent auction that we always love at the local trivia nights. So if anyone else wants to donate, I'm sure they'd be happy to receive anything.
And, of course, your winter market again. We need to give that another plug.
Yeah, so Sunday the 24th of July, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. So any local stall holders are welcome to give us a call. That's 1-300-835-235, or check out our website or even Facebook page.
And where is that? Where will it be?
That's at Chirnside Park at the Community Hub on Kimberley Drive.
Yep.
So just near the shopping centre.
And I guess we've got just two more minutes, so let's just quickly run through the you've got the Youth Career Expo on the 4th of May.
Yep. So, yeah, our training team will be at the Youth Career Expo on the 4th of May. The new Hubs programs for Term 2, including community lunches and our white card training on Saturday, the 7th of May. Not the Wednesday, obviously, but, yeah, as an all-day Saturday course.
I wasn't going to mention that.
No, I know. I'll just say it again. It's fine.
The job vacancies.
And the job vacancies, predominantly in our early learning teams and our community school teams. So check out our website for more details.
Yep. And I mean, all these things are designed, well, first of all, a lot of them designed either A, to get a job, B, if they put you through the training, and we can only emphasise again, if it's particularly if it's the preschool and that, you're fairly well assured of getting a job. Even if it's not at Severy, you'll get a job, basically. And with your training for aged care, I mean, the whole sector just seems to be screaming out for people.
Yeah. Aged care, schools and early childhood, they're all really needing quality staff. So,
I wonder why it's all got so bad.
Not sure. But we can also offer traineeships. So if someone's wanting to study but not in a position to sort of not work while they study, education support and childcare traineeships could also be an option. So give us a call.
So how does that work? You work?
They work on the job.
Yeah.
And then they have a training institute, so ourselves, and then a trainer or trainee kind of apprenticeship scheme organisation. So perhaps Serena Rosso or Skill Invest for our aid support.
Because that could be quite attractive, because not everybody can afford to just go and train for the next so many months, can they?
I mean, and schools, you know, it gives them the option of having another sort of adult in the room as well, which is very appealing for schools at the moment. Yep. So, yeah, that's a great option.
Because I guess with the type of school that you do run, you really do need to have sort of often more than one person in the you often need to have more than just the teacher in the classroom, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's something that Siri community schools do really well. They're focused on wellbeing. Yeah. So with that sort of the job vacancies at the moment of teachers and learning assistants, it just our ratios tend to be like a bit more focused on that support for students.
Well, because very often the students do need that more support, don't they?
Yeah, well, we just take the time to actually give each student what they need and, you know, what's going to be their best outcome.
You don't actually aim at the middle of the class, do you? You go for each level, for that person.
Each individual, absolutely.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to have you in again. We hope it's a great success for Siri for the year, and certainly if anybody out there is looking for a job in those sorts of sectors, it'd be well worth getting on your website and see what training. The trivia night seems like a really terrific night, the 4th of June, and your winter market on the 24th of July. Plenty of coffee and hot snags and all sorts of things.
Yep, something for everyone.
Thanks for coming in, Naomi, and we look forward. We'll no doubt talk to you sometime in the near future.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Bye.